Peace to you, brothers and sisters and friends. Such a beautiful song. And
this
true experience. We have 30 more minutes. I'd like to share with you a simple message. Most of you probably came because of Christmas. It's the season of Christmas.
圣诞树,
see Christmas tree.
鲁道夫的红鼻子驯鹿,
Rudolph the Reynolds reindeer.
冬青花环,
and then the Christmas wreath.
季节的问候,
season's greetings.
季节性的音乐,
and seasonal music.
当然还有圣诞老人,
and also Santa Claus.
这些都给我们带来很温馨的感觉。
All these things give us this warm fuzzy feeling.
感觉非常好啊。
We feel good.
其实我不知道有多少人知道这些大多数的这些圣诞节的风俗习惯其实都跟基督教或者跟耶稣没有多大关系。
Actually, these traditions don't have much to do with Christianity.
而且很多这些其实都可以追溯到耶稣降生之前。
A lot of them can be traced back to before the birth of Jesus.
今天我们几乎可以肯定的是耶稣不是降生在12月份。
Today we can almost be sure that Jesus was not born in December.
所以我们时间没弄对。
So maybe we didn't get the time right.
我们现在做法可能也不太对。
We probably don't do it right either.
所以人们现在就刚才就把那个 Christmas 改成 Xmas。
So nowadays we see that people change Christmas to Xmas.
人们在问什么呀？
So they're asking what?
他们在一心追求的是金钱。
They're pursuing money.
成天想的是娱乐。
And amusement.
强调的是自我满足。
And emphasize on self-fulfillment.
简单的说，他们将那个 Christ 从那个圣诞节那个 Christmas 中间挪去了。
In other words, the world is removing Christ from Christmas.
或许是为了避免一些宗教的色彩。
Maybe they're trying to avoid being too religious.
但是其实我们真实的去扪心自问，我们自己真心去想一想的话。
But if we really think about it,
其实很多人或多或少都有所谓的宗教情怀。
I'm sure every one of us is born with some kind of religious sentiment.
在圣经上有本书叫以赛亚书。
In the book of Isaiah, in the Bible.
在44章14到17节有个很精彩的描述。
In chapter 44, verses 14 through 17, we see a very very interesting description.
这里讲的有一个人。
It says, here's a man.
他选择了一棵树。
And he's looking out and chose a tree.
他把其中的一段砍下来烧火。
And chop it down and then burn part of it, a segment of it.
另外一段拿来烤肉。
And another segment as he used for barbecue.
这样他说，我温暖了。
And says, wow, this is warm.
我吃饱了。
And I'm well fed now.
还剩下一段呢。
And then I still have another segment of the log.
要来雕个神像。
Let me make a sculpture.
向他跪拜。
And then make another to idol, and then I will worship it.
说你是我的神。
And says, you are my God.
你来祝福我。
Please bless me.
这是我们人的宗教情怀。
And that is the religious sentiment.
我自己是来自一个不信神的国度。
I came from a nation without God.
我虽然还很年轻。
Even though I'm still very young.
但是我仍然搭上了那个大陆文化大革命的末班车。
But I actually went through the last part of the Cultural Revolution.
记得那个时候，全国大概七亿八亿人，那是在七八亿人，我们就只读一本书。
At that time, the entire nation only read one book.
而且我们还要活学活用。
And we also have to put into practice.
其实想一想，比我们今天许多基督徒读圣经要用功虔诚多了。
Actually, we were more diligent and studious than Christians nowadays reading the Bible.
因为那么厚本书都可以全部背下来。
Because we could memorize the entire book.
在那段时间，那么出门见了人，无论说什么话，都要先开始引用一段毛主席语录。
At that time, no matter how you start a conversation with anyone, you have to start with a quote from the quote of Mao Zedong, and it's also known as the Little Red Book of Mao.
然后呢，我们才开始说我们要办的事情。
And then we will talk about what we want to say really.
上面有这样一段简单的记载。
there's a, this recording.
是在商店里面。
It happened in the store.
一个中学生和售货员有下面的这样一个段对话。
Here is a dialogue between a high school student and a salesman.
我想这个可能对他太难翻译了，所以就是请那个只听英文的弟兄姊妹抱歉。
This is very hard to translate word by word, so we want to apologize to English speaking brothers and sisters and friends. We don't have a dialogue that we want to imitate.
我就来跟那个我知道中学生修华扮演那个售货员。
Okay, so he's the high schooler, I'm the salesperson.
关心群众生活，给我拿支钢笔。为人民服务，你买哪一种？
我们都是来自五湖四海，多拿几只给我挑挑吧。反对自由主义，不让挑，买哪只就拿哪只。我们的责任是向人民负责，你就多拿几只让我挑挑吧。在路线问题上没有调和的余地，说不挑就不能挑。凡是敌人反对的，我们就要拥护，为啥不让挑？凡是敌人拥护的，我们就要反对，不为啥，不让挑就不让挑。
我想这个故事还可以讲，因为时间关系，我没有时间讲下去。Okay,
the dialogue can keep going, but then we have to cut it short.
我想这个实在实际上就是个宗教在那个那时候我们生活中有很具体化的一个表现。This
is actually the practical ramification of religion in our daily life.
到美国我信耶稣了。After
I came to America, I became a Christian.
人们也会问你信教了吗？
And then people would say, oh, you got into a religion.
或者有人说你在教了吗？
Or you join a church?
但是其实我们其实很多我们不知道，基督教并不是宗教。But
a lot of us do not know Christianity is not a religion.
就拿我们今天庆祝的圣诞节来说吧。Just
like the Christmas we're celebrating here.
我们还是应该要回到那个最起初圣经所描述的记载。We
have to go back to what the Bible says originally.
唯有这样才是真实的。Because
that's the only truth.
在圣经上有许多关于耶稣降生的记载。
There were many ancient prophecies about the birth of Jesus Christ in the Bible.
圣经上有超过300多条关于耶稣降生的那个预言。
There were more than 300 prophecies about the birth of Jesus Christ recorded in the Bible.
关于他的出生地的预言。
It's about the place of his birth.
我选择了几段列在这里。
I picked some to show you here.
讲到耶稣，他是他咬的那位赐平安者。
That he is the peace giver.
他会是出生于君王的族类。
He will be a descendant of the king.
然后他的根源是从亘古开始的。
And then his going is from the ancient time, from
old. 从太初就有。
From the very beginning.
他的名字叫以马内利。
And his name is Emmanuel.
也就是神与我们同在的意思。
In other words, it means God is with us.
这些圣经的记载都是发生在很久很久以前的事情。
All these prophecies were given long, long time ago.
比如说创世纪,
like in the book of Genesis.
是在将近现在公元前1400年左右。
It's about 1400 years BC.
在我们中国呢，还是商朝的时候。
Like the Shang Dynasty in Chinese history.
像以赛亚书。
And then in the book of Isaiah.
预言是在公元前700年左右。
It's about 700 BC.
我们中国呢，还是春秋的时候。 孔夫子还没降生。
It's even before the birth of Confucius.
但是这预言都已经说出来了。
And all these prophecies were given.
而预言也成就了。
And the prophecy was fulfilled.
以赛亚书第9章第6节。
In Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6.
就是说，因有一婴孩为我们而生。
It says, for unto us a child is born.
有一子赐给我们。
Unto us a son is given.
政权必担在他的肩头上。
And the government will be upon his shoulder.
他名称为奇妙。
And his name will be called wonderful.
测试。
The counselor.
全能的神。
Mighty God.
永在的父。
Everlasting father.
和平的君。
Prince of peace.
在神所预定的时间里。
In the time that's ordained and predestined by God.
在他所指定那个地方。
And in the place that God has chosen.
我们的主耶稣。
Our Lord Jesus
就降生在那伯利恒的马槽
was born in a manger in Bethlehem. And then he lived a very ordinary life.
但是他却有能力行了许多神迹奇事。
But yet he had power to perform many signs and wonders.
他说了非常非常多的智慧话。
He said many words of wisdom.
但他却一生卑微。
But yet he lived a very humble life.
他自己说狐狸有洞,
he says the foxes have holes.
飞鸟有窝,
and the birds have nests.
他却没有枕头的地方,
but yet he did not have a place to lay his head.
耶稣一生无罪,
he lived a sinless life.
他也不知罪,
he did not know sin.
但他却因为无辜的那个罪名被钉在十字架上,
but he was wrongly accused and crucified.
这实在是奇妙中的奇妙,
and that is the wonder of the wonders.
因为无限欲于有限,
because this unlimited God was confined in the limit, in the limitedness.
永恒进入了时间,
and this eternity entered into the time frame.
君王却出生在马槽,
a king was born in a manger.
圣者与罪人比肩,
and the Holy One was numbered among the sinners.
实在是奇妙,
and that is wonderful.
实在是智慧,
and that is the wisdom of God.
实在是全能,
and that is almighty.
实在是和平,
and it's peace.
那么可能今天有人会问,
some may ask,
你讲的这位耶稣与我有什么关系?
What does this Jesus have to do with me?
实在是关系太大了,
it has a lot to do with you.
我两天前礼拜五刚出差回来,
I just came back from business trip on Friday.
我在巴黎转机,
and then I was taking a transit in Paris.
因为到巴黎的飞机那个晚点了,
because my flight was delayed.
从巴黎回美国的飞机我那个时间只有半个小时,
so I only had half an hour to take the transit.
我要经过海关,
I have to go to the customs,
经过移民局,
an immigration office,
还要经过安检,
and go through security check.
从一个航站跑到另外一个航站,
I have to run from one terminal to another terminal.
从来没有这样跑过,
I never ran like that.
手上提了好多行李,
I had many luggages,
所以跑到晕头转向,
and I was out of my mind.
眼冒金星,
it's crazy.
结果看前面有要从一楼上到二楼,
and I was trying to get from the first floor to the second floor.
看他们有个扶手那个电梯啊,
so I saw an escalator.
一个箭步就窜上去了,
so immediately I got on it.
刚上去,
and after I got on it,
就快摔倒了,
I almost fell.
因为我才意识到那个电梯是往下走的,
the escalator was going downwards.
因为我实在没有时间了,
I had no time to lose.
我还在努力往上跑,
so I tried very hard to run upward.
当然我跑上去了,
of course I got,
否则我今天不会站在这里,
otherwise I wouldn't be here now.
但是我想那个电梯就跟我们人生最真实的写照,
but that escalator is the exact description of our life.
当我们出生的时候,
when we were born,
这是走下坡路,
we're going down, we started walking downhills.
不论是我们的经历,
whether it's our energy level,
我们的健康,
our health,
还是我们的, 或者我们社会的那个, 人心, 道德,
or the society, morals, values,
当然还有经济,
and economy,
都是走下坡路,
everything's going downhill.
我们试着努力,
and we try hard,
我们试着挣扎,
and we struggle,
就像我在那个往下走的电梯上往上跑一样,
just like I was running upwards in an escalator that's downward.
可是没有人能够逃出那个结局,
but no one can escape
那个结局就是,
that destiny.
那个结局就是死亡,
and that destiny is death.
没有人能够脱离,
no one can escape.
没有人能够靠自己的努力, 自己挣扎能够不死的,
no one can escape death by your own struggle.
怎么办?
What do we do?
我们的希望在哪里?
Where's our hope?
我们有希望,
we do have a hope.
有这样一个比喻,
there's a parable.
是在一个严冬的时候,
in a winter night,
有一个农夫,
there was a farmer.
他正在很温暖的房间里面,
he was making a fire in his warm room.
然后他却听见他的窗台上好像有些, 不规则的那个敲窗子的声音,
and then he heard some noise on his window.
结果他跑去窗台一看,
so he went to the window to look out.
窗外有很多麻雀,
there were many sparrows,
在严寒中间哆嗦,
and then they're shaking in the winter night,
在那里敲击窗户,
and then they're knocking on the window.
似乎他们被这个屋内的那个, 温暖吸引,
as if they were attracted by the warmth in the room.
似乎他们被屋内的那个, 灯火所吸引,
and they were attracted by the light in the room.
他们似乎想要进来,
as if they wanted to come in.
出于怜悯心,
out of his mercy,
所以这位农夫他起来,
This farmer went out.
穿上衣服,
and then he put on the jacket.
他把他的舱门打开,
and opened up the window.
然后舱,
the door of the barn.
然后他在墙角预备一些干草,
and then prepare some hay.
点上灯,
and light up the light.
然后他出门, 想把这, 请这些麻雀进来,
and he wanted to welcome these sparrows in.
可以出乎意料的,
but surprisingly,
因为这人身非常高大, 像,
This is a big man, a huge man, like an alien.
对，他出去这个麻雀因为惊吓，马上都飞走了。
And then out of fright, the sparrow scattered.
所以这个农夫他想尽办法。
So this farmer tried all means.
想邀请这些麻雀进来。
Wanted to invite sparrows.
撒些谷种在地上,
or he would spread some seeds and then try to lead the sparrows in.
他跑到麻雀的后面想赶他们进来,
or he tried to get behind the sparrows and tried to shoot them in.
都没办法成功,
but none of them worked.
最后他只好放弃,
finally he gave up.
所以他回到他自己的房间,
he went back to his room.
透过窗户,
and just looked through his window.
他看见这些麻雀在外面,
he looked at the sparrows.
几乎可以肯定他没办法度过这个寒夜。
He was almost sure that they would not be able to survive the winter night.
就在这个时候,
but at this moment,
好像晴空也到闪电下来,
as if a thunder or lightning came from heaven,
突然有个意念进到他的里面,
a thought went into him.
他说假如我能够成为这麻雀中间的一员,
says if I could just become one of those sparrows,
哪怕几乎是短短的一段时间,
even for a short moment,
我都可以告诉他们,
then I would be able to tell them,
我的意念是好的,
my intentions of well.
我不是要来伤害他们,
I did not mean harm.
我是要来拯救他们,
I wanted to rescue them.
要把他们带入温暖,
I want to lead them into warmth.
带进光明,
into light.
带入平安,
into peace.
也就在同时,
and at the same time,
这位农夫,
this farmer,
他明白了耶稣来到地上的真意,
he realized the true meaning of the coming of Jesus Christ.
虽然只是一个比喻,
even though this is only a parable,
或许并不是非常完美的故事,
maybe not a perfect story,
其实任何一个比喻,
but actually any parable,
如果你仔细去分析它们的时候可以挑到它的毛病,
if you analyze it carefully, you will find fault.
但是比喻后面所要传递的那个信息却是有能力的,
but yet the message behind the parable can be powerful,
是真实的,
and it's real,
是不允许我们忽视的,
and it cannot be neglected.
从那位婴孩,
from the baby, the,
从耶稣,
from Jesus,
我们看见了神,
we can see God,
因为他就是神,
because he is God.
神可以来到人间吗?
Can God came to the world of men?
如果神是爱,
if God is love,
就没有他不能来的理由,
there's no reason why he cannot come.
如果圣诞节的故事是真实的话,
if the story of Christmas is true,
那么我们的答案就只会是真的,
then our answer is definite.
神确实有来过人间,
yes, God came to the world of men.
而且我们有足够的理由,
and we have sufficient reasons,
能够相信,
to believe,
这个答案是真实的,
that the answer is definite.
我们前面已经提过,
we have mentioned before,
基督教不是宗教,
Christianity is not a religion.
信耶稣是关乎神的爱,
to accept Jesus is to accept God's love.
神永远的计划,
God's eternal plan,
是关乎生命的改变,
it's about transformation of life.
刚才两位弟兄的见证,
we have just heard the testimonies of our two brothers,
祈祷他们信耶稣以后, 他们生命的被改变,
that they have been transformed after believing in Jesus.
或许他们的, 同伴可以嘲笑或者讥骂他们,
maybe their companions can mock them,
他可以仍然说神祝福, 愿神来祝福他,
but that he was still able to say God, praise the Lord, and God bless you.
或许他的性格是多疑的,
maybe their characters are full of worry and very weak.
但他因为信耶稣的缘故,
but because of Jesus,
他可以把他一切的忧虑, 一切的, 忧愁都可以卸在神的面前,
they can, he can cast all his worries before God.
神也确实负他一生的责任,
and God will take care of him the rest of his life.
那第一个圣诞夜的那个场景可能非常简单,
the scene of the first Christmas night could be very simple.
一个简单的房屋,
it was a simple room.
一对年轻的夫妇,
a young couple.
没有什么别的,
they had no other belongings.
只有一个马槽,
only one manger.
和睡在其中的婴儿,
and a baby lying on it.
那夜或许很冷,
maybe the night was cold. We're sure that their families are not around them.
这一切可能都不像我们今天在庆祝圣诞节的所想象中间、所期盼中间那么美好。
So the, all this is not as beautiful as we celebrate Christmas and imagine.
那么诗情画意,
that romantic and beautiful.
然后就是这个简单的场景,
but yet this simple scene.
却是人类历史上最伟大的划时代事件。
But yet this is the greatest event in the human history.
神的儿子,
the Son of God.
成为人来到世上,
became a man and came to the world.
是为了救我们,
to save us.
救我们从那个往下走的电梯上出来,
to rescue us from the escalator that was going downward.
神曾经应许我们一个救世主,
God promised us a savior.
他可以用一个成人的样式,
he could just come as an adult.
充满了能力,
and full of power.
双眼冒火,
and then with flames coming out of his eyes.
钢铁般的臂膀,
and with iron strong arms.
也是这也是我们今天很多人所期盼的那位救世主。
And that's the kind of savior that we all expect.
但神没有拣选这样做。
But God did not choose to do so.
他是以最软弱的、最无助的婴孩的样式。
He came as a feeble and weak baby.
就是那个卧在马槽里用麻布包裹的那个小礼物。
And that's a bundle of gifts in the manger.
礼物虽小,
even though the gift is small,
却是来自我们父神的心怀,
but came from the heart of our Father.
是一个最好,
it's the best gift,
最珍贵的礼物,
the most precious gift.
我们传道人以前跟我们讲过这样一个故事,
our pastor has shared a story with
也,
us before.
也是在圣诞节的早晨,
it's on the Christmas morning.
有位父亲,
there was a father.
因为经济不好,
because of bad economy and financial problems, he's been out of job for many years.
他的生活也已经很拮据,
and so they live a very difficult life.
他从楼上下来的时候，那天早上,
that on Christmas morning, as he walked down from the second floor,
他发现在那简陋的圣诞树下有个礼物盒子,
he found a gift box under the Christmas tree.
用那个包礼物的纸把它包装的好,
and it was wrapped up nicely.
虽然包装的不好,
oh, even though the wrapping was not very good,
但他知道这是他女儿送给他的,
but he knew it was from his daughter.
虽然经济得到很大的压力,
even though he had a lot of financial pressure,
但他还是很高兴,
he was still very happy to receive the gift.
充满盼望，充满喜乐，打开他女儿送给他的礼物,
for the joy and expectation, he opened up the box.
他打开一看,
as he opened it,
却发现里面是空的,
it was an empty box.
什么都没有,
nothing in it.
父亲的心情一下从天上落到地上,
all of a sudden he was so disappointed.
他的怒气一下从地上升到天上,
and then his anger just rose.
他把他女儿叫来,
he called his girl, and then scolded her.
就是你明知道我们现在这么经济上这么不宽容,
you knew that we have financial difficulty now.
你明知道父亲的心情不好,
and you know that I'm in bad mood now.
你还给父亲开这样的玩笑,
and you still make a joke here.
没想到他女儿,
but surprisingly, this little girl,
满带委屈,
she felt so wrong.
眼里含着泪水,
with tears in her eyes,
父亲,
she says, Father,
这礼物盒不是空的,
this box is not empty.
这里面和每一份那个礼物盒上都有充满了我对你的吻,
because it's full of my kisses to you.
是我对你的爱,
it's my love for you.
这父亲听见以后,
as the father heard this,
心里非常非常难过, 自责,
then he really felt so bad.
因为他误会了他的女儿,
because he misunderstood his daughter.
他伤了一个小女孩的心,
and he hurt his daughter's feelings.
他抱着他的女儿,
so he embraced his daughter,
跟他道歉,
apologized.
而这个礼盒,
and this box,
这个空的礼盒,
this empty box,
就伴随着这个父亲的一生,
remain with this father for the rest of his life.
知道吗?
Do you know?
今天,
today,
也有个礼物,
there's also a gift,
为我们众人所预备,
prepared for all of us.
或许你看不见,
maybe you do not see it,
或许你听不到,
maybe you cannot hear,
就像那个女儿的吻一样,
just like the kisses of that little girl,
却是充满着爱,
but full of love,
充满着恩典,
full of grace,
充满着怜悯,
full of mercy.
你愿意得到这位礼物吗?
Are you willing to receive this gift?
在约翰福音,
in the Gospel of John.
3章16节.
Chapter 3, verse
13.
Verse 16.
神爱世人。
God loves the world.
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
That he gave his only begotten son.
叫一切信他的。
That whoever believes in him.
不是灭亡。
Will not perish.
反得永生。
But will have everlasting life.
叫一切信他的。
So that anyone who believes in him.
不是灭亡。
Will not perish.
反得永生。
But will have eternal life.
耶稣来了。
Jesus came.
我们才知道什么叫爱。
So that we know what is love.
那最真实的爱。
The most true love.
永不离弃,
the love that will never abandon.
永不改变,
will never change.
永不叫人失望,
will never disappoint you.
永不褪色的爱,
and it will never fade away.
他将他的独生爱子赐给了我们,
he has given us his only begotten son.
给我们带来了希望,
so that we may have hope.
我在这里问大家一个问题,
I would like to ask you a question.
您会如何过这个今年这个圣诞节?
How would you spend on this Christmas?
您是否还在这个世上寻寻觅觅
？Are you still looking in this world？
您是否还在面对您所处的困境，还在没有盼望和方向
？Do you still feel without help and without direction with the problems that you're facing？
您还不知道您的人生的所去何去何从吗
？Do you still don't know where you're going with your life？
您还在最终挣扎吗
？Are you still struggling in sin？
还在处于各种压力和心中没有平安吗
？Are you still under pressure without peace？
其实您可以不必这样。
You do not have to live like this.
您可以因着相信接受耶稣。
By believing in Jesus.
而有平安。
You may have peace.
有盼望。
Hope.
有赦免。
And forgiveness.
因为神的礼物。
Because the gift of God.
在2000年前。
In 2000 years ago.
就为你。
Has already for you.
为我。
For me.
而预备。
And been prepared.
因着信。
Because of faith.
您现在就可以接受耶稣为您的个人的救主。
Now you can receive Jesus as your personal savior.
得到天上来的爱。
You can receive this love from heaven.
和世界所没有所不明白的平安。
And then the peace that the world does not understand.
我们下面我就请大家再来唱我们刚唱的那个，那个这个神爱世人，也请刚才那四位弟兄姊妹唱呢。我们一起来唱这样一首诗歌。
Let's sing the song together. God so loved the world. To please close your eyes.
四班继续小声唱。亲爱的朋友们
，Dear friends，
在这里
，Right here，
我们这里有一位礼物为众人预备。
We have a gift prepared for everyone.
其实不是我们预备的。
It was not prepared by us.
我们只不过在这里转交而已。
We're just delivering the gift.
这礼物
，And this gift，
在两千年前。
2000 years ago,
神就已经预备。
God has prepared already.
就是他的独生爱子。
That's his only beloved, begotten son.
为世间他所爱的一切人所预备。
Prepare for everyone that he loved in the world.
人我们出生就是走下坡路的。
After we were born, we started going downhill.
我们却不必这样。
But we do not have to live like this.
只要我们相信。
As long as we believe.
只要我们接受。
We accept.
就不致灭亡。
We will not perish.
就不致灭亡。
We will not perish.
反得永生。
But have everlasting life.
您今天愿意接受吗？
Are you willing to accept this gift today?
我在这里诚挚地邀请您。
Right now, I sincerely ask you.
如果您愿意接受耶稣。
If you're willing to accept Jesus.
相信他是神的儿子。
To believe that he is the Son of God.
接受耶稣为您个人的救主。
And to accept him as your personal Savior.
就请您在座位上把您的手轻轻地举起来。
I ask that you will raise your hand.
谢谢，请放下。还有吗？您可以不必挣扎。
You don't have to struggle.
您可以不必寻觅。
You don't have to search anymore.
就简单。
Just simply believe.
单纯的相信。
Simply believe.
想接受。
And accept.
我们不用变得比以前更好。
We do not have to become better.
神的救恩。
Because God's salvation.
是白白的赐给我们。
Free, freely given to us.
不要淹没圣灵在我们心中正在给你的感动。
Please do not stop the move of the Holy Spirit in your heart.
你有感动。
If you feel moved.
有催促。
If you feel the Holy Spirit is urging you.
就请你把手举起来。
Please raise your hand.
不是举给我看。
It's not to show me.
也不是举给在座的其他人看。
Or to anyone here.
乃是举给天上爱你的那位父神看。
But raise your hand for God who loves you and now he's in heaven and watching.
在我们中间还有没有？
Is there anyone?
还不是基督徒的。
Anyone who is not a Christian yet.
你愿意在现在这个时候。
And that you're willing at this moment.
在世人，在我们众人在这欢庆耶稣诞生的时候。
As we're celebrating the birth of Jesus.
就在这个时候。
At this moment.
做一个决志。
And you make a decision.
做一个表示。
And you show it.
是向着天父。
Show it to the Father.
爱我们的父神。
To the Father who loves you.
神啊，我愿意相信。
That God, I'm willing to believe.
我愿意接受你。
I'm willing to accept you.
为我个人的救主。
To become my personal Savior.
还有没有这样的人？
Is anyone?
如果有，请你把手举起来。
Please raise your hand.
最后一次机会，我问。
Last time I asked.
还有没有这样的人？
Is there anyone?
请把手举起来。
Please raise your hand.
接受永生进入到你的里面。
Accept eternal life into your heart.
接受了天上的平安进入到你的里面。
The heavenly peace into your heart.
接受了永远的喜乐到你的里面。
Eternal joy into your heart.
是你的生命。
Become your life.
是你的一切。
And everything to you.
得到改变。
That everything will be changed.
还有没有？
Is there anyone?
还有没有？
Anyone?
那我们祷告。
Let's pray.
祷告就是简单的向神说话。
As we pray, we simply talk to God.
我请刚才举手的。
So I ask the ones that raised your hand.
或者您还没有举手。
Or you have not raised your hand yet.
那你愿意向神这样来表示。
But you want to express your willingness to God.
那你愿意向神说我来接受你。
You want to say to him personally that I want
to accept. 做以下的祷告。
Please pray with me.
亲爱的父神
Dear Father,
我向你献上感谢
I want to thank you
谢谢你在2000年前
Thank you that 2000 years ago
就差遣你的独生爱子
You sent your only begotten son
来到世上
To the world
成为我的拯救
To become my salvation
因着你死在十字架上
Because of your death on the cross
因着你流宝血
Because you shed your precious blood
使我的罪得到洁净
That my sins can be cleansed
我今天愿意相信接受你
Today I want to believe and accept you
成为我个人的救主
To be my personal savior
把我的一生
And I want to commit my whole life
交在主的手中
Commit into your hand
你来负我的责任
That you will take care of me and be responsible for my life
却把他永远的生命来赐给我
Please give me the eternal life
谢谢神
Thank you God
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名
And I pray this in Jesus name
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢今天这么多朋友们来到我们中间。
I thank you all of you friends for coming today.
我们记在我们的这个节目单上。
On our program sheet.
夹页上有我们代祷的需求那个要求。
There's a, like a request for a prayer request card.
如果你有任何的代祷的需要。
If you have any need for prayer.
您可以填下来。
Please fill in the card.
留下您的姓名。
And leave your name.
教会很乐意为您代祷。
And then, we will be more than happy to pray for you.
如果你今天有相信接受耶稣。
If you accept Jesus today.
你也可以在上面注明。
You can write on the form.
教会也可以跟您有更多的follow up.
we will have follow up.
你可以填好以后投到后面那个门口的箱子里。
And after you fill up the form, you can drop in the offering box by the door.
好，下面请我们教会传道人再跟大家做记录。
Now, this is the pastor of church.
我们再一次代表教会欢迎今天所有来到我们中间的朋友们啊。
On behalf of my church, I'd like to welcome all your friends.
不管你是不是已经是基督徒，今天第一次来的，我们还是请你们全部站起来，我们
欢迎你们。Whether you're Christian or not, if this is your first time here, please stand up.
全部请你们一起站起来，好不好？谢谢。那我们也请弟兄姊妹，等下吃饭的时候，特别帮我们一起照顾这些新来的，请坐，请坐。
Be seated.
如果你是住在本地的话，就请你们照着我们上面讲的时间表，礼拜五。可以就近参加你们所在的靠近你家的附近的家庭聚会。
If you are from local, you're local to this area, please follow the program sheet and find a small group that near your home.
每个礼拜五在教会这里也是有聚会，也欢迎你们可以来这里。
We also have Bible study meetings on Friday here.
好，我们底下一起为了中饭，我们有个谢饭的祷告。
Now we're going to say a prayer for the lunch.
主耶稣，我们真的从心里面感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
因为你是用永远的爱爱我们。
Because you have loved us with eternal love.
你应许凡劳苦担重担的都可以到你这里来得真实的安息。
You promise true rest to those who are weary and heavy laden.
而且你也应许我们在你的里面我们得生命，而且得到更丰盛的生命。
And you promise that in you we will find life.Life more abundant.
我们真是为了在座所有的亲爱的朋友们祷告。
We pray for all our beloved friends.
主啊，你既然带他们今天来，决定不是平凡随便的来。
It's not by accident that they are here today.
让他们今天都听见了这个救恩，让他们心里面愿意来认识你。
They have heard the message of the salvation, and we pray that they will want to know you.
保守祝福我们在座的每一位。
Keep every one of us here.
让我们身心灵都能够在你的面前平安健康。
That our soul and our body will rest secure and blessed.
为着过去这一年所有的恩典，我们献上感谢。
We want to thank you for all the blessings we have received in the past year.
为着即将来临的新的一年，我们也交托在你的手中。
And we commit the year to come in your hands.
但愿每一个日子都对我们显为宝贵。
May every day be precious to us.
也让我们每一天在你面前过得。踏实有价值。
And that every day of our life we will live it with a significance and meaning.
我们等一下用的饭食，求你加上祝福。
We pray that you will bless the food we are about to take.
我们也特别为着今天决志的，我们交在你的手里。
And we commit those who raised their hand and accepted you in your hands.
用平安、喜乐和你的新生命来充满他们。
And you will fill them with the peace, joy, and your blessing.
为着今天还不能做这个决定的朋友们。
And we also pray for those friends who have not made a decision today. We commit them in your hands. Please continue to give them the desire to seek you. And prepare Christians in their life. Continue to share with them the message of the salvation.
直到他们都归在你的羊圈中。
Until they all come to your fold.
祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.